This is Christy Vandenberg. I'm with The Ultimate Gift of Life. We are a local nonprofit focused on organ donation and getting people registered as organ donors. And today I'm here with Pat Mossman from Kerrville. And Pat had the opportunity to help his brother-in-law who needed a kidney. And this was back when?
1998.
Okay, and so this is your wife's brother.
My wife's brother, right.
Right, and he went into kidney failure, and you found out that you were pretty much the perfect match for him.
I was pretty close. I was everything that they needed, and it was close enough to make it work. And they were the doctors put it together, and off we went.
Now, so this was over 15, 18 years ago for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I doing my math right?
About 17.
About 17 years ago, and it was a much bigger deal back then to have this type of surgery. It involved a pretty serious operation for you.
Yeah, by today's standards, it was pretty barbaric back then.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
When I found out about it, they of course have to do the initial screening, and that's just blood work, so that's pretty simple. Then the transplant team visits with you. Their whole purpose initially is to try to minimize the probability of a donor needing a kidney later because of something in their family history. So we went through all that screening. I was approved, and then we just set a procedure date. And the way our process worked essentially is they had us in adjoining operating rooms, and they would open me up, and back then it was like a 12-inch incision along
right,
the rib cage.
Right.
And they opened it up. They looked at the kidney to make sure it was everything they thought it was based on their testing. And then once they see that it's what they need, then they would open up my recipient, my brother-in-law, Tony, and start working on him and preparing him. And
right.
It was a matter of just taking it out of me, cleaning it up, and
Moving it over,
and then they start stitching me up while they're putting him together.
And according to what we've talked about, you had another 10 years. He had another 10 years with that.
Yeah.
And you're not feeling any ill effects from having done this?
I've never had any restrictions put on me at all. Back then, I didn't used to ride a bicycle. And since then, I've ridden from here to Lubbock twice. It's 330 miles in 3 days. So apparently, it's not an issue.
No, I think
you can just jump up and go play and do what you want.
It's a great thing. And now technology has made it even simpler for people who want to donate. I know when we talk about organ donation, so often we talk about someone having to give up their life in order to be an organ donor. But now we have living donors like yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's something that a lot of people can do. But admittedly, I never thought about it until that opportunity arose in our family. I had never run across anybody like you who talked about it. It was just something that I kind of stumbled into.
Well, and the latest statistics show that over 80% of the people on the waiting list for an organ are waiting for a kidney. So I think the important thing to take away from this today is that we do need living donors like
yourself.
We need people who are willing to look into that possibility, whether it's for a family member or a church member or just a friend up the street, so that we can try and get those folks off that national waiting list and start to chip away at that number. 12,000 of the people are on the waiting list are actually from Texas. So out of the 124,000 people, those folks are from Texas. And what we do know is that there's really no age limit for this. We have, I think in Texas, the oldest kidney donor was over the age of 70 or 80. So it's not something that you age out of being able to help. You can help in
right,
this.
Right.
All right. So any last words you want to say to
I think it's something that everybody ought to consider. It's with the technology they have, medical advancements they have. People, I think, are living a lot healthier lifestyles than they used to live. I just can't imagine why somebody wouldn't give it a look.
Uh-huh.
And just, I mean, you might be called to do it. And I think it's a bigger gift to give one than people realize.
Yes.
and it's certainly a gift to receive one. I'm not downplaying that, but it's a super thing to be able to do. It's a calling, and I hope more people will answer that call.
Well, thank you for being here and telling your story and sharing that. I say thank you. I'm sure your brother-in-law says thank you as well. Thanks so much for talking to me, Pat. If you want more information about this, you can visit our Facebook page, The Ultimate Gift of Life, or our website, The Ultimate Gift of Life.